This isn't always what it sounds like here. This is a horse tied to four corners of a stall from each limb over at Cascade Stables. The horse is getting shoed by one of the blacksmiths, which seems like a brief yet uncomfortable process. It's one of a few necessary steps the staff goes through in preparing their horses for Mardi Gras season. Assistant trainer Scooter Sherrick explains.
First things first, we take care of their feet. Our blacksmith here goes through and shoes all the horses. We put Boreum shoes on so they don't slip on the concrete. We'll go through and we'll body clip, which means we'll take all the hair off of them, make them shorter haired where they're more comfortable and they won't be sweating as much, and give them all baths, ride them, and then they're ready to go.
Cascade Stables is one of the top 20 show stables in the country. For most of the year, the focus is trail rides, lessons, and attending and hosting horse shows. But for 1 month out of the year, as is the case for most people and places in this town, the usual routine is put on hold.
We will put probably 300 horses collectively on the street during Mardi Gras. We do all the major parades.
That's Barbie Smith, Scooter's mom. She runs Cascade Stables and has been connected to the institution before it was in Audubon Park and before she owned the place.
I started riding at Audubon Stables when I was 6 years old, took lessons here for years, and I remember standing on the streets at Mardi Gras, not really caring about the beads or the riders, but I knew every horse that came through that parade, and that was really cool. And my father put me in business in 1981 when we bid on the stables, and we've just held the tradition.
Barbie provides all the horses for every Old Line parade, from Babylon to Chaos to Hermes to Rex, as well as a few New Line parades like Bacchus and Endymion. And some of these parades need over 30 horses, which is why Barbie calls in backup.
Every year we buy approximately 20 horses for Mardi Gras, some of which have been rescued, and we try to give them good homes after Mardi Gras. And we even have six or seven that I ship to other show stables around the country. They use them for their lessons all year, and then they send them back for the week of Mardi Gras, and then I send them back. We've got horses in Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, all over.
Testing which horses to use for the parades and which ones to keep after the festivities is easy. Put a young rider on the horse and see what happens. Well, not really, but kind of.
It's really fun. I was watching a couple kids ride today, and they're all riding new Mardi Gras horses. They work them, and they take care of them, and they brush them, and they fall in love with them because we always keep three or four or five of them, you know, as our regular lesson horses. So they're all kind of vying for that position.
What's interesting about the tradition of crew lieutenants and officers riding horses today is that most of these people don't have any experience riding horses at all, except for their one parade. That's why each horse has a walker or groom to accompany the often inexperienced royal rider. Barbie's son Scooter takes on this task.
We put a walker with every horse that goes into the parade, no matter what. I mean, every horse has a walker, whether they know how to ride, whether they don't, anything. Every horse has a walker. So I usually just do the captain of Rex, just because it's Rex and that's the main guy, and got to have somebody trustworthy for that one.
But there are still concerns that cause Barbie to bring along backup horses in case one of them gets spooked in some way and needs to be pulled from the parade and replaced.
Well, we always worry about the crowd. We worry about guys falling off and getting hurt, but it's a risk. They've outlawed snapping pops this year, thank goodness, those things they throw in front of the horses, so that'll help us greatly, because that would get guys thrown. You know, the bands all of a sudden hitting their drums and their cymbals and everything else when the horses don't see it coming can be kind of scary, but for the most part, they do really, really well.
They all do well, but of course there has to be a star. The captain's horse is the horse that's up at the front of each parade. It's always a white horse, and for the past 16 years, it's been Cascade Stables General de Gaulle, but
he just died this year, and we all took it very, very badly. And this year we bought a new horse. We named him Mystic, and he came from Shelbyville, Tennessee, and this is going to be his first year as the lead horse. So he's got some big shoes to step into, and we're hoping he does good.
But some things will remain the same. After the horses are bathed, clipped, and shoed, there's one final step that is essential in order to roll: looking pretty.
We paint all their feet gold. That's how you'll know they're ours. We French braid their tails with gold ribbons. We clean the saddles and bridles. We try to make a great presentation, and the gold feet just are something special. And a lot of people on the street comment on how beautiful they are. And the French braids with the braids in their tails, that's something that I developed that we've just always done.
So now you know what to look for when you're out on the parade route and what it took that horse and its staff to get there. For WWNO, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson.